Are we worried about sound? Maybe we should worry about sound, but we're not worried. We're not worried at all, because this is Arsenal FC Catch Up 5. What a great title that is. I just changed the number, just in case you don't know.
We need to think of something better, don't we, really?
Yeah, but the thing was, the catch-up thing, you know, was, you know, there was a play on words, obviously, because it didn't actually mean catch-up that you put on French fries. It wasn't that at all. I know why I came up with it, because I found an image that I thought, that sort of reminds me of Arsenal, and I have no idea why, but it does. Well, because it's red. So I bet the music's going to play again unless I do something. So I did something and stopped it. But yeah, so basically the catch-up thing is I should change the name, and maybe I will. But seeing as it's live and, you know, the number of listeners we get, well, it depends. We do sometimes get some. But anyway, Alex, you're feeling pretty good about Arsenal.
Yeah, very good, very good. I think we won that game in the first 20 minutes, didn't we, really? 25 minutes.
Yeah.
Being objective, like, of course, I'm very happy with the result. Leicester is supposedly a top six challenging team. So it's a rival, you could say. And, from that point of view, I'm very pleased. I think the performance was, Leicester didn't, Leicester started very, very slow. We started very, very quick. And that's very pleasing to see, because Arsenal, certainly in the last few years of Wenger, we would start slow in big games. And if you think back to when Liverpool put three passes in the first 10 minutes, and Chelsea. That's very positive. After we scored the two goals, Leicester got back into the game. And they, Ramsdale, it says something that Ramsdale's our man of the match, really.
Yeah. So, and Gabriel second.
I think Leicester could feel a bit aggrieved that they didn't get, they didn't score. And they had, I think the first half they had better chances. I think the second half, it kind of, Arsenal, the first 15, 20 minutes of the second half, Leicester again looked a bit dominant. And I think the game just kind of fizzled out a little bit towards the end.
Yeah, Ramsdale's performance was incredible. What about his save from Madison? That was something else.
Well, class, wasn't it?
It really was, yeah.
Yeah, it was fantastic. It was something else. You could argue that obviously the ball did kind of curve back a little bit to him, but that would take nothing away from it. It was fantastic. It really was an amazing save. And it's an amazing save made by a player that's clearly got good confidence, high on confidence. And it's very encouraging at the minute being an Arsenal fan.
Yeah.
Because we've taken, I think it was 17 points from 21. We have got a young team, and you are going to have inconsistent days. And I think I'd say Brighton was a learning experience. Palace, arguably, I think Arteta was a bit out-fought and out-tacticked by Vieira. Scoring the last minute was a little bit fortunate. But that's what you're going to have. What's going to happen when you have a young team, and we do have a young team. But when they turn it on, it feels fantastic. And yesterday was one of those where the first 25, 30 minutes, they looked like world beaters.
They did.
It's very pleasing to see what's going on at Arsenal at the minute. I think I like the fact that Arteta, he was basically 4-4-2 yesterday. And he saw that we were getting overrun in the midfield, I thought, in the second half. And I thought we were getting overrun in the midfield in the second half. And he took off Lacazette and brought on Odegaard. And it kind of stemmed the flow a little bit. Not much. But
it took a little while for that sub to work. I do like Odegaard, but it took him a while to sort of get into it. I love the subs, actually. The way the sub sort of just fitted in more or less, or tried to fit into the position vacated by the player going off. So it seemed like the system seemed very strong, it seemed a very strong system to have to me, at the moment, obviously, I'm a big fan of Pepe, but at the moment I obviously prefer Saka playing on the right wing to Pepe. But when Pepe came on, he was actually doing his duty defensively as well. And then I thought the Odegaard substitution probably was the better one long term. But when he first came on, I was thinking, oh, goal. Why did he take off Lacazette? Because Lacazette was having a, in my opinion, Lacazette was having a quite a good game. I liked him playing deep. He was very deep a lot of the time, but he was linking play so well.
He does, and he does that really well. And that's why I think, you know, for me, certainly last year, I felt Aubameyang had a stinker of a season. He, you know, he's the first to admit it.
Yeah.
But Lacazette was the best striker last year.
Definitely.
Because he does drop deep, he does hold the ball up well. You could argue perhaps, I don't know, but yeah, like, is he as prolific as Aubameyang? Certainly, I'm not sure. But yeah, I think, and it's good that those two can play together now. And then, so if we do play, we can play 4-4-2, and I think it worked. We did it against Villa as well. And, you know, again, we started off the blocks pretty high. And that does seem to be a feature of Arteta's team, doesn't it? We start games quite well.
Mm.
Or we start at a fast pace. Even if you think about Palace, we went 1-0 up, didn't we? We scored. We started the game quite well. We weren't great for large parts of it. And, of course, you know, there's going to be times where we don't know how to address the problem or we don't know how to fix it. But certainly we start games quite well. And I think, again, yesterday was evident of that. So, yeah, so it's pleasing. You know, I think, obviously, we play Watford next week. A game that, they seem to be struggling. And then the big one after the international to Liverpool.
That's going to be so, so tough. But then Brighton managed to get a result. Yeah. If Brighton can, then why can't Arsenal?
Well, I watched highlights of the game. Liverpool were unlucky. Like, they went 2-0. They had a third goal, rightly disallowed for handball. Another goal disallowed for offside, and then Brighton, it's kind of like you thought Brighton scored one. It was they looked pretty dominant, Liverpool. Like, but fair play to Brighton, they got the result, and as we know, Brighton are no mugs.
Yeah, of course, we found that out many times about Brighton, and they're quite a dirty team as well. I still think that when in the second half, even Leicester started trying to play, rough tactics against Arsenal, and what about the possible sending off? Who was it? He hauled down.
Oh, Evans.
Evans.
Yeah.
That should have been a red card. I don't know why it wasn't. I just cannot understand it for the life of me.
Yeah, I think the way the commentator said it, I could see their point of view was Aubameyang didn't have control of the ball. And it was a bit out, but if you saw, who was it? City.
Yeah, City game. Same scenario.
Turned the paw.
Yeah.
In very, very similar fashion, and that was a red card. And I think it's similar-ish position. The only difference I felt was Zaha possibly had more control of the ball because it wasn't as quick moving. But I wasn't pleased with that. Either. I thought that was a wrong decision to make.
It was also a little bit on the violent side. I mean, he weren't gonna injure Ogre with that kind of hauling him down. But it was pretty physical, and I just thought this is where they're going now. Leicester are gonna try and outmuscle Arsenal because basically they can't outplay Arsenal. Not the way Arsenal were playing. Certainly from the start, they would turn over nearly any team. If they carry on playing like that, they've got to finish top four, surely. Or am I getting carried away?
Yeah. Well, no, because I think this is what I think this as well. I think certainly at the minute they're looking like they could. I think there is a gulf. Well, based on this season, there is a gulf between us and your Liverpool, Chelsea, City. Based on the two games, like we were outclassed in both. This team, so I know we've had good success against the big teams in recent years, we beat Chelsea United away from home last year. First season, we beat a top four team away from home in fucking years. So, we have had to take off.
Okay, you disappeared. This always happens when we start recording. You're always going to disappear. And then we get that lovely sound. But anyway, so you were saying.
So we have had recent success against big teams.
Yeah.
But not this team. this team seems to be, you know, if you look at the players that played yesterday, we have got a whole new back four aside from Gabriel, and he's only been there 1 year. New goalkeeper, Partey, Lokonga, Saka and Smith Rowe, arguably, well, Smith Rowe definitely, but Saka's only, you know, Saka's been playing for the club for, he played 100 games, didn't he? So, you know, apart from Saka, Aubameyang and Lacazette, this is a brand new team. You know, Partey we only signed last year, and you could do the old Wenger adage, it's like a new signing this summer.
Yeah, he loved that line.
So I think, yeah, this is a brand new team, and it's a young team, and it'll be interesting. Liverpool will be a tough test, of course. They're a very, very good team. But I think, you know, the momentum, and Arsenal, I think, you know, it'll be a learning experience at the very least. And I don't think they'll let their heads drop. I don't think they'll get spanked like we did against City. You know, you look at the personnel that we have in that team, you look at the, you know, Ramsdale alone.
Yeah.
You know, we've got Ben White had another good game. Gabriel is looking like an absolute monster. I thought Partey played pretty well. So, you know, it's encouraging. And the fact that all of these players are quite young, like the average age of our team is like 22, 23, that's also encouraging. And he's getting good work out of Lacazette, and which is normally always the case anyway. But Aubameyang as well, Aubameyang's had a better season. So everything's positive. At the minute, I think Liverpool will be tough. I don't think we'll get a result. I just think they're too good. But I think it'll be a good learning experience for our players. And I think they'll give a good account of themselves.
But, you know, feasibly, there must be, I'm not saying they're beatable, but they're drawable, if you can use that, and add a ball on the end. Sure. Yeah, because, well, I mean, if Brighton can win, I mean, sorry, if Brighton can actually go there and get a draw with their personnel, I mean, they're basically a bunch of cloggers, aren't they, with a tiny little bit of flair, Brighton. I mean, they had...
They're physical.
Yeah, very physical. Like, who's it, Duffy at the back? He's a decent player, but... You know, in fantasy football, he's clocking up a lot of points. But, you know, when I watch Brighton, I don't go, wow, they're such great players. I just see them and think not very much. I just think they're not relegation fodder either, and they are a hard team to beat. But if they can get a result... But as you said, Liverpool were unlucky. I didn't properly watch the game, but I had it on.
Liverpool really were unlucky. Like,
yeah.
It was...
Disallowed goals.
Goals. They were two up. They should have finished them off.
Apparently, Salah wasn't on the same in the same kind of vein of form as what he has been, because the week before he was on fire, right? And so, would you say that's true? Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Even when he's not playing brilliantly, he still comes up with something like that. So yeah, I saw more the beginning of that game, and I just thought, well, cricket score, here we go. And I didn't really, you know.
They were two up at half time. Liverpool were cruising.
Yeah, really.
Weather, of course. Look at that as lost points, definitely. It's an interesting one. But, you know, we can go there with reasonable confidence. Yeah, unbeaten in hopefully 10, because we'll dispatch Watford, fingers crossed, next week. I think what might work against us or might not is it's the international break.
Oh.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't traditionally do well after the international break, do we? And I think Arteta will have a plan, but he won't have as much time to go through it with his players.
Yeah, true. And talking of players again, what do you think about the Tavares, otherwise known as Tavares or something?
Tavares, yeah.
Yeah, he's got class. Yeah, really good. But
yeah,
well, I mean,
I like how he's two-footed.
Yeah, me too. I was trying to work that out.
He's a winger, come fullback. And that's one thing that has to be said. The transfers this summer, definitely, they've all been positive.
All of them, yeah.
You know, all of them. You look at, so Ramsdale, obviously, Tomiyasu, Ben White, I think, is, you know, settling in pretty nicely.
Yeah,
starting
right.
Starting to get a good partnership with Gabriel. Lokonga has come in. We're all, you know, crying for him to be a midfielder, a star already.
Yeah.
And yeah, Tavares is going out. You know, last season, one of the things we did lack was a replacement for Tierney, and now we've got him. So, you know, we don't have to rush him back. So, yeah. So, you know, the signings have been, you know, pretty good. And obviously, we're following a model, aren't we? We're, you know, all of those signings are young players with a lot of ceiling, with a high ceiling. And so, you know, hopefully, if we do decide to sell them, we'll get some decent money for it. But yeah, no, I'm very, very pleased. Just the feeling around the club, I think, is incredibly positive.
Yeah, and Smith Rowe's starting to get goals as well, and don't get much better than that.
Arteta said that last year. He said he wants Smith Rowe to get 15 goals a season, and he's on three.
So
that's what he needs to, because we can't. You know, last year we relied too much on Aubameyang, and. One of the many things, and Aubameyang didn't have an amazing season like he did the year before. We suffered, so we do need to spread the goals around. You know, is it Chelsea that have got something stupid like 20 goal scorers already this season?
Yeah, I believe so. They have got quite a number.
I don't think we'll get to that level, but yeah, we need something like that definitely.
Yeah, when you think who's chipping in with goals, I mean, Gabriel chipping in with goals, and. It wouldn't surprise me if Tomiyasu scores in the not-too-distant future. Even Chambers scored, didn't he, against Leeds? That was a bit of a funny goal, that one. Yeah, but he was psyched up, though. Apparently, they were all saying, you will score, just get on the pitch, you're going to score. And with his first touch, he got a goal. So psychology played its part there. And Partey, obviously, he's broken his duck, which I never thought I'd live to see the day when that was going to happen. Yeah, and then, you know, that's. I mean, I've been really happy with Partey, generally. It's just, I just thought he's never going to score, this guy. But now, suddenly, when he gets the ball, I feel, you know, now that he's broken his duck, anything's possible. So, and what do you think about, what about Tierney? Do you think he's going to be out for a long time? Because this ankle injury is a bit worrying. Arteta said, run.
He does seem to, I don't know, honestly, I don't know. When did he get injured? Was it? That's a few weeks ago.
Yeah, it was a couple of weeks back, I think. I'm trying to think who was against. So he's been out for about 2 weeks, and he can't even run yet. Was it against Palace he got injured? I'm not sure.
Yes. Yeah.
A bell. Because they were pretty physical. They were physical, I thought. A good team, Palace. They did worry me a lot. So I was quite pleased in the end, you know, to even get a point. I couldn't believe that I was pleased with a point, but that's how I felt afterwards.
I just found out about Tierney. He's
he played against Palace. I can see that. I'm checking.
So
Villa.
He got a bruised ankle.
Yeah.
But he's progressing in training. So.
The other day, I read literally the other day, I think it was yesterday, Arteta said, well, he's not even running yet. Can't even run. So he's pretty sore.
Well,
he may be doing other sorts of training, though, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Maybe he'll be back at Watford.
Yeah, he looks after himself, Tierney. So, you know, I'm the guy who wrote him off before he even joined, by the way. I've got to hold my hands up and say that. I said, look, this guy has had a career-threatening injury. He's not going to come to the Premier League, hit the ground running. Sorry, it's not going to happen. You might have surgery when he arrives. Anyway, the Celtic fans absolutely tried to destroy me. You know, said, "What do you know? You know, just you're so arrogant. You think the Premier League's all this and all that." And I said, "Oh, come on, you know." And I started having a massive internet row with them. I said, "Look, I'm sorry, guys. I know I don't mean to be disrespectful, but your team's." Basically, it's going to be Rangers or Celtic win the league every year. Always is. So how is that a competitive league? It's nothing against, you know, I think my DNA test that my son did, that, you know, he sort of gave me the results, shows that I'm more Scottish than I'm English. So I'm not trying to be like Anglo-centric, if that's the right word. I'm not trying to be like that. But the thing is, I just actually thought that in recent years, give or take one or two players, there's not that much talent in Scotland that comes down. But then, you know, they'd say, well, what about Van Dijk then? And what about, who's the other one, the other Liverpool guy on the left? So there is a bit of talent, but I just thought it's not like the old days, is what I'm trying to say. Because, you know, back in like the 70s, there was so much talent coming down from Scotland. It was insane. I know that's probably before you were born, but there was so much talent, ridiculous amount of talent. And Arsenal, trying to think how many Scottish players. It was Bob Wilson in goal. And by the way, on that note, I was trying to think back to when I was, I'll keep talking, even though you probably can't hear me. I was trying to think back to when Arsenal had a keeper that impressed me as much as Ramsdale. And this sort of trip down memory lane took me as far as the 70s. And in fact, it took me back as far as Pat Jennings. Now, I know he's not everybody's cup of tea because he came in from Spurs, but I've got to say I was really pleased at the time when Arsenal raided Spurs and brought in Pat Jennings. Because Pat Jennings, he was such a great keeper because he had this very calming presence, a bit like David Seaman in a way, but more so. Because the guy just was a gentle giant. He could pick the ball up with one hand. He could catch the ball with one hand. I've never seen a goalkeeper catch the ball with one hand except for Pat Jennings. So that's how highly rated Jennings was. And I think we lost the one in FA Cup when he joined. So that kind of tells you, you know, that Arsenal were in the doldrums before Pat Jennings joined. And I think he was a pretty amazing signing for Arsenal. So, in your absence, Alex, I was saying that, you know, Ramsdale and the change he's made on that team, it reminds me a bit, and this is probably a little bit before your time, but when Arsenal signed Pat Jennings from Spurs for not much money, it made a big difference, I felt. And Arsenal won the FA Cup, three cup finals, European Cup Winners' Cup final defeat, I think. But you see what I mean? That was a team in the doldrums. When Jennings joined, they signed Willie Young as well. Well, I don't think Willie Young was quite so, didn't have quite the same sort of impact. But Pat Jennings was just so, it was just so reassuring. It's like against Leicester, whenever Leicester attacked, I thought, well, you might have a shot, but I think Ramsdale will probably save it. I have this attitude. And I don't have that with Leno as much as I like him. I do like Leno. And he's just, I feel he's more fallible. And they were trying to rough up Ramsdale. Did you notice? Who was it that was trying to rough him up? It weren't Vardy.
Evans.
Yeah, again, Evans. That guy should have got sent off the way he was carrying on. I mean, he left his foot in, didn't he? And then Ramsdale kept having a word about it, kept saying, I'm not sure what he was saying to him, but he weren't letting it go. Did you see Ramsdale with the crowd? The crowd were going like, you know, when they take the kick and I go, ooh, and he started doing a kind of dance move to it. Did you see that? I've just never seen a goalkeeper.
There's a player that's clearly enjoying his football at the
minute. Yeah, you've got to love Ramsdale. I think everybody does, actually. So I'm just so impressed with him. I, what more can you say about this guy? He's just, all he's got to do is just keep it up, really.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
Yeah, I don't think he will, because you know the thing was when he was asked to explain how did he save that that free kick, he just said, well, I know. He said, I know what matters is like, and and he knocked it over the wall, and he said, but he didn't hit it with as much pace as he has done on occasion. So he said, so I managed to get my hand to it. So he always plays it down. That was one hell of a save. Yeah. That's next to impossible to save that. So, yeah, like Schmeichel even. Schmeichel called the studio, didn't he? He said, I haven't seen a save like that for a long time. So Peter Schmeichel. So you can imagine how his son must have felt in the other goal. I mean, I like his son as well. I think his son's pretty good. So I actually wanted him to sign for Arsenal back in the day, but now I'm pretty happy with Ramsdale. So, yeah, I mean, that was a case
me
of...
Me too. I think we've got... It's one for the future, isn't it? It's, I know I keep banging this drum, but it's the fact that the future does seem to be very bright, and you know it's going to be inconsistent this year. I think if we achieve top four this year, Arteta can be very pleased.
It's not out of the question.
It's not. Yeah. Well, in sixth now. It's, yeah, we have to be consistent, of course, and I think that's going to be the problem with Arsenal.
Yeah.
Is maintain, yeah, and that's what I think the next step is. We can do it. Yeah, you've got the fans on board to a certain extent. It's just trying to keep some level of consistency. We won't all the time. You know, we won't all the time. But if we can... I can't remember where I read it, but someone said, you know, Arsenal play one every three games well. Huh. And then the other two, you know, you don't really know what's going to happen. So if you think, you know, Palace, Brighton, Stinkers, Villa, Spurs, and 20 minutes of Leicester, well, you know, and so now we want to try and get it so it's like one every two games we play well, you know, and then hopefully eventually get to that level like Man City, Chelsea, where normally one every game, like every game they play well, sort of thing. They turn up, they do what they're expected. And I know obviously they lost yesterday, but you know, you see my point.
Yeah, of course.
I think that's Arsenal's, yeah, but you know, with kids, you're going to have problems. You're not going to have consistency all the time. It's going to be ups and downs. But yeah, like more of the same, please, really.
And what about the EFL Cup? You know, the Carabao Cup. Did you see the draw? It took me ages to find.
I did.
And that was a dream draw.
It was a dream draw. But I liked what he did in when we played Leeds.
Yeah.
Was that he had most of them were squad players. You know, Ben White. And I think Smith Rowe came on.
Yeah.
But it was an opportunity, and he's fostering that environment where it's like, right, Maitland Niles. Yeah, I think Tavares played, didn't he? But you know, Cedric played, Leno played, Martinelli played, Pepe played. All of these people, players that are kind of on the periphery at the minute and want to be starting. Right, this is a game for you. You know, so he didn't just use kits.
Yeah,
you know, he got, you know, we had experienced players playing.
Mm.
And I think this is a trophy that Arteta thinks he can win. I'm happy for it. Yeah. All fans like going to Wembley for a final. All fans want to win trophies. Like I know Wenger always used to use it as a kids' trophy, which is of course he was entitled to do. It was nice seeing the kids for one or two games a season, and that's what it was, wasn't it? Normally they got knocked out as soon as they played someone decent.
So he's going for fringe players rather than youngsters, because when you look at that team,
it's
got Kolasinac as well.
Because he wants to keep the momentum going.
Yeah.
He wants, and players, the first team players will look at that and go, right, you know, they played well. We played well against Leeds. We have to, if there's no chance that they're going to be dropped, then players don't play well. You know, they get sloppy. They get complacent. And I think that's why he did it. It was to avoid complacency. He wants everyone hungry, everyone fighting. He's got that, hasn't he? So I think I'm happy for him to do it like that. You know, he seems to, I don't want to say this because it might be too early, but it does feel like we might have turned the corner a little bit.
Yeah, I think that.
It'll be easier to judge after, we play Liverpool.
Yeah, getting
next
through that game.
It's
the one.
Yeah, see how we do against Liverpool. See how we do, because that's a big game in terms of, I don't think many people expect us to win. A draw would be nice, but I think it's the performance. Does Arteta get, because it's like Liverpool are the masters of the press.
Mm.
And you know, when we played Leicester, when they were pressing, we were flustered at times. Palace outthought us because they pressed us. Brighton pressed us. So how do we cope with the press from Liverpool? You know, and I think against Brighton, in my eyes, they pressed us really high. We didn't know what to do. And we panicked and we played balls long and passy, especially the midfield didn't want it. But you know that Liverpool are going to press. So what is our plan for this? You know, make sure we don't panic, make sure we don't get flustered. And so that'd be interesting to see. But yeah, I'm not going into it particularly hopeful, just because of how good they are. But yeah, it's a good it's an interesting place to be, certainly. And I think, yeah, we have the players that can get a result, but we just have to not be scared and, you know, not be put off by the big occasion almost.
Yeah, so Watford coming up then. So you're feeling pretty confident? I mean, it's still a London derby, though. It's never going to be easy, is it?
Of course. But they're struggling, aren't they, at the minute?
They got a result of Everton, wasn't it, then? Yeah, 5-2, they beat Everton. They've had mixed fortunes, really mixed fortunes. Got smashed by Liverpool. And then they've lost at home to Southampton. So there's nothing, no shame in that, that's for sure.
No, exactly.
So,
I think, personally, it's a game that we should win. But, of course, there's no easy games, are there?
No.
So it's a challenge in itself. Players will be high on confidence. So it's a challenge that we don't turn up thinking, oh, if we just turn up, we'll win. You know, don't be complacent. So that's, it's a different sort of challenge. The players will be up for the Liverpool game. They won't need any motivation. Will they be up for Watford? You know, and that's what, you know, again, that's something that's not a problem, but it's an issue that Arteta will have to address. You've got every right to feel confident. And there does seem to be a good attitude around the place at the minute. Long may it continue, really.
Yeah, I hope. Well, we've just got to hope for every win we can get, really. But what about Manchester United away? That's about a month away, though. I mean, so it's hard to predict a month away. But, you know, that's the thing is, I didn't watch Man U versus Spurs, but I really can't see how they could get a result against anyone the way they've been playing lately. They just seem like a bunch of individuals. I didn't see the Spurs game. So maybe they gelled.
Thing is, Spurs are a team in a bit of a mess as well.
That's true.
So, it's all going well saying, United won, and they did. And, I was watching it, and, United do the least amount of running. They don't press.
Yeah.
So, for Arsenal, I think we can get in their faces.
Yeah.
And I think, they don't press us. They want to, they're best when they're a counter-attacking team. They're not a team that plays the press. They can't do it. Ronaldo can't do it. And I think, against Liverpool, they got absolutely dismantled because it was a half-arsed press. Some players doing it sometimes. It wasn't coordinated. Arsenal, when they press, it is more coordinated. It is more, everyone knows what they're doing sort of thing. I've got no reason not to feel confident playing United. We've had a bit of good luck, fortune against them in recent years, but they are not a good team. When they're not a good team, when you want the manager to stay.
Exactly how I feel. I think that guy, Lord of the Rings.
But what do you expect? Like, he's a manager with no success. has he? What has Solskjaer done as a player? Great player. But as a manager, what's he done? He got Cardiff relegated.
It's not done a lot.
So it's kind of like, I think the job's too big for him. And I think that he's having similar problems to what Arteta has. Is the job too big for him? And Arteta's cleverly managed to get by a bit more time. But, this is Arteta's team. So if we don't get Europe this year, I'm not saying top four, I'm saying Europe, would Arsenal sack Arteta? We are playing well. Our performances are good. And we've got kids. So we have different problems.
Yeah, and if performances carry on the way they are, I think it'd be very difficult for anybody to consider sacking him. So, just talking over the interference there, but I was just saying that I don't see really how, if the team continues to play like this and the results are reasonably good, I don't see how he could be sacked. I just don't see it because he's just too, the team is so organised. I have never seen him this organised. Yeah.
I think it's where we end up at the end of the season, because there's no more excuses for Arteta, because this is his team.
Yeah.
He signed all these players bar Aubameyang and Lacazette. You know, he's got the team playing his way. So I think it's, you know, he doesn't have many more excuses.
It's only, you know, because I'm always wary about referees and their appalling decisions, like, the, you know, the not giving a red card. Because I think, well, who knows how it would have turned out. But you'd like to think that if Leicester had been down to 10 men that early, Arsenal would have run riot. But I was happy. I was happy with 2-0. I don't care how many it's by.
That is a good result. Yeah, that's a good result. You know.
Yeah, especially away.
Anyone away from home, good result. So no, it's the consistency, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
we'll
it.
See what Arsenal are trying to do. But I think to get to that next level, we need to be playing well regularly. And I think he might be afforded next season. But it has to be, really. Let's see where we end up at the end of this year.
Yeah.
Because I don't think we can... I don't think the board will take another eighth place finish.
I mean...
Because there's no excuse as well. If you think about this point, this way, we're not in Europe this year. You know, Leicester were in Europe
this year. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so we've got that advantage. You saw how well that worked for West Ham last year.
Mm.
So, I'm not entirely sure. I think they have backed him. They have given him lots of money. Like, he has spent money. But I'm happy with the team. So it's almost like, well, just continue learning and continue developing as a manager and as players. And, yeah, I think you'll get a fair bit of leeway, really.
And I like to think Arsenal are the fourth best team at the moment. I mean, I know I used to moan like crazy because the only team I'm not sure about. Well, I think Arsenal are better than West Ham, if truth be told. I really think so, but that's a bit of a toss up. So I see Chelsea, Liverpool, Man City, the teams that actually are at the top three places at the moment. I see them as better than Arsenal. Unfortunately, I don't want to say that, but that's what I've seen.
Oh no, they definitely.
And then after that, there's a bunch of other teams, and I think Arsenal lead the pack of those other teams. So it doesn't mean I expect Arsenal to finish fourth, but on current, you know, in current form, Arsenal are easily the fourth best team. Easily. The only team that could have a say in that is West Ham, really. I think I don't like saying it, but
I think United will be there or thereabouts, won't they?
They've spent the money.
Last year, we weren't that far off top four.
Yeah.
Like, and we had a stinker of a start of a season, didn't we?
Yeah.
Even last year, even with all the clusterfuck that was last year, we weren't that far off. So I don't think United... I think United will get better because I don't think they can get much worse.
Yeah, true.
But I think we are a better team than them. I would say we're... They've got more established players, but I don't think they're, like you said, they're a team of individuals. I think they are. I don't think Solskjaer is a better manager than Arteta.
No way. He can't harness what he's got. Because they're all playing like, I really haven't seen a team play like that for a long, long time. And it seemed to me, Greenwood in particular, who's the other one? There's another one they've got who just hogs the ball. Fernandez, I think it is. I mean, these guys are good players, but they don't play like a team. Not for me, they don't. They're immature. I don't think they're immature. Maybe they're badly coached. Maybe they've got no tactics. I don't know what the problem is, but I just thought this is laughable. But they are very good players, and therefore they can dig out a result. They can. But Arsenal are a better team, and I think they're just as talented, really. Well, you know, give or take a Ronaldo. Obviously, Ronaldo's pretty special. So I don't want to knock him. And, you know, but when you think of the goalkeeper, De Gea, I don't know what's happened to him. He used to be a great keeper. Don't know where, you know, what's happened to his form. So you've got so many players like that. And that the guy at the back from Leicester, I forgot his name, the big guy.
Maguire.
He's just not the same player.
They're not performing, are they? And I think that's it. They're not performing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, in terms of market value and in terms of sort of, you know, trophies won or whatever else, They have got a much more experienced team, but they are massively underperforming, and that has to fall on Solskjaer's head, doesn't it, really?
Yeah.
You know, he's in charge, he does the training every week, and, you know, these are international players, you know, that aren't doing the basics right. Like, you know, if you watch Roy Keane, he absolutely tears into them, because he's like, yeah, they're not turning up. They're not doing the basics right. Yeah, there's no character there. So it's. I love watching Roy Keane. Like
it's funny.
He says what he thinks. Like, he doesn't hold back. but he's absolutely right. They, United are not a good team. They're a set of individuals that, when they want to, can play well. But they haven't played well all season. You know, if you watch the Liverpool game, I love watching the Liverpool game. Uh-huh. Absolutely dismantled. And Neville was like, this has been coming all season. We haven't played well all season. Even when Ronaldo came back, defensively, they're awful. Yeah. And I think that is that's one massive difference between them and us. Defensively, we're all right. We're pretty solid. You know, we another clean sheet. You know, and Leicester had their chances, but... they didn't pepper the goal. They had more possession than us, and I think maybe that might have been part of the plan. I don't think it was, but they certainly had more possession than us. But they didn't pepper the goal regularly.
Not really, no.
Ramsdale made saves. Definitely, yeah. Ramsdale made saves. But it wasn't like a massive onslaught sort of thing. So, United defensively, and that's what Arsenal have to think. They can be got at. Arsenal can get it, United, and if they press them and panic them, they're definitely. So, it'd be a good game. It'd be interesting to see how we shape up, what Arteta thinks to do. Obviously, it's a bit of a way off now, but, you know, we've got every chance, you know, and the way we're playing and the mood about the club is very, very different.
Yeah, that's true.
You need a manager that's got the players on side, and, you know, Spurs as well. Yeah, those players are not playing for that manager yet.
Yeah, and that's funny to see. That's so funny to see. Yeah. But, you know, it's not going to last forever.
It's not. And it's strange to think, though, because if you think about it, we're on, what, level points with United, and we're 3 points ahead of Spurs. So, you know, it can all change very quickly. I think Arsenal need to, you know, we've had a good run of form. We should beat Watford next week. And, you know, so we put ourselves in top four come the international break. And I think he'll sign some players. I think Arteta will sign a couple of players over the Christmas. Because we're probably going to need to sign a midfielder, because both Partey and Elneny,
of course,
the African Cup of Nations.
And Oba as well. And he'll be gone.
Oba as well. And that leaves us with a Xhaka that's just coming back. The Conga and Maitland-Niles, not exactly. So I wouldn't be surprised if we go for a striker, a young striker.
Hmm.
But maybe we'll wait for the summer, because obviously Lacazette will leave probably because he's at the end of his contract. Aubameyang's got one more year. They might. I don't know what they'll do with Aubameyang. Like, he's played well this year so far. I think that's where we need to sort of sort out our problems next.
Yeah, yeah. I forgot all about the African Nations Cup. Oh, that's so upsetting.
Yeah, it's bollocks. I don't know why they insist on doing it during the middle of the season.
Well, apparently it was going to be in the summer, but then they couldn't do it in the summer because of COVID or some other reason. I think it was COVID. Most reasons are COVID, aren't they? COVID related.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, because it has always, well, not always, but it's been in sort of January for a very long time. But apparently, it was going to change this year. Yeah, and it's just such a, and I always forget about it. And Pepe's going to be gone, so that's four players, right? So who are the others? So Oba, Pepe,
Partey.
Oh, okay. And they're all likely to be involved. But he's still a miss, you know, because he makes up the numbers at the very least.
Yeah, exactly.
And I like him, whether anybody else likes him. I know he doesn't sort of uproot trees, does he? But he just He covers grass, and I like plays like that.
Yeah, he's a limited player, but I think he's well liked around the squad.
So. Yeah, yeah. And that's the thing, that's what's going very well at the moment, and I think Arteta has to take a lot of credit for that. It seems like this spirit, this so-called team spirit, has suddenly come from nowhere. You know,
it's kicked into life.
Yeah, really.
Well, everyone's happier when they're winning, though.
Yeah, and I think Ramsdale's got a lot to do with that, not just the winning performances, but it's just, he seems to have a really strong bond. I hate using that word, but there I go, using it. But he's got a strong connection, let's say, with Gabriel and Wyatt.
Yeah.
You know, they both seem to be on the same wavelength. Every time he catches a ball, they go and pat him on the back. When did they ever do that with Leno? I don't remember him doing it with him.
Well, I think because they obviously the players want to win. Mm. Even Leno, of course he wants to win. But it's easier when, if everyone's working in the same direction, you've got that trust already, haven't they? I think they've got that trust. They've got that mutual respect and it's working well. And, obviously Ramsdale and Ben White played each other, played for England together.
Yeah, so they've got that.
So that's a factor. And he's the new, so it's encouraging. The morale around the club is obviously very good at the minute. And hopefully we just stay grounded. I think, for me, that's the important. They have to stay grounded because we will have days like Brighton or Palace where, and that's part of the process. But I think Arteta certainly has got the naysayers off his back for, definitely until the end of the season, I think.
Did you hear people complaining about White because they said, well, White is not really a student of the game because he doesn't watch football outside of playing football. He just kind of switches off. I mean, I don't see that as necessarily a bad thing personally, but I just wanted to know what you thought. I think Vieira said something quite negative about White. He weren't particularly against White. It was just against players that don't, because Vieira... People like Vieira, Omri, they're obsessed with football, right? They just continually watch it. But what do you think? Do you think it's a good thing to have some players that just sort of switch off from it?
Well, whatever works for him, really.
Yeah. I feel much the same, to be honest. I mean, I thought it was a bit of a non-story, but I thought I'd mention it anyway, especially as now you've cut off, so I thought I'd better mention it a bit more. Maybe you're coming back, but maybe not. But yeah, so there is that aspect of Ben White that's coming through a bit of criticism. As I said, not particularly from me because I'm only concerned really with what they do on the pitch. I don't really care unless they killed somebody. I don't really care what they do off the pitch. I just want results and don't mind how they get it. But the good thing to know is that team spirit does seem to be a lot stronger than it once was. So seeing as the connection's so poor, I'll just move on to one more topic maybe. And there's not much I can say about it by myself, but I'll try anyway. The interesting thing for me is Gabriel. Gabriel's very vocal, but I just wonder what language. I wonder what language he's speaking, or not the language of Skype. So, I was just... I sort of talked my way through that one, and I moved on to Gabriel. Gabriel is very vocal. I think somebody said White is very vocal as well now, but Gabriel apparently can't really speak English. So what language is he speaking, And how is he managing to communicate? He seems like he communicates quite well. That's the impression he gives.
Yeah, they all seem to... Well, I suppose it's the language of football, isn't it?
So what does he do? Does he just go, yes, yes, yes? Like, what does he do?
Yeah. Well, obviously Arteta speaks Spanish to him, I'm assuming. Although he's Brazilian, so he speaks Portuguese, won't he? But, whatever language is being spoken, they seem to understand it, definitely.
In fact, that's one of the good things about Arsenal, because what's that line they always say, or, like one-syllable word... It's like nearly every single team in the league, when they get the ball and it's sort of in their own sort of penalty area, somebody shouts or more than one go, out, out. They always shout out. But Arsenal never do that. They never do that. But there seems to be a lot of shouting going on, but different, you know, it seems more sophisticated. And I always liked that about Arsenal. I thought, they're not just a normal team. They're not a normal team at all. But then sometimes it would infuriate me, you know. The thing that still, I don't think it really got to me this time. So maybe they're toughening up a bit. But the thing that always infuriates me is when players just hold their head or something and roll about and have barely been touched. Maybe Arsenal did it slightly in this last game, but I didn't mind it because I thought they're doing the right thing because running down the clock. And they didn't...
It was
done in a sort of professional manner and it wasn't too embarrassing. Sometimes I have an issue with that, you know, like when, you know, I don't want to mention my best mate, you know, the one that's injured, who we will miss at some point, certainly during the African Nations, if he's not fit.
Yeah, we have missed him, I think, a little bit. I think we missed him against Brighton. He does do the odd thing well.
Positionally, he's not that bad, actually. I can't knock him for his positional sense. He has got a sense of what most of the time he knows where he needs to be. The problem is he can't get there. And,
he's not the most mobile.
That's the issue. But, you know, he's sort of, in his head, he's sort of playing the game. If his legs matched his head, but the trouble is, he has those moments. But I don't want to spoil this by turning it into a talk of my best friend. You know, so I better stop there. Unless,
Positive.
Yeah, this is our most...
Anyway,
hopefully, yeah. Oh, what about Miguel Aziz?
What about him?
Well, there's a bit of news about him. I thought I'd just dig that out just before we end this. But Aziz is a player that I like the look of. But he's on loan at Portsmouth at the moment, and there's a bit of news about him. Apparently, it's not going very well, though. He's barely played. And
it's frustrating when this happens, isn't it? Because the clubs, obviously, they do it for the players' development.
Yeah.
And if they're not playing, they're not going to develop. So it's frustrating when that happens. Maybe you'll get hoiked back, like with Nketiah last year at Leeds.
Yeah, this kind of thing happens a lot. And he scored a goal the other day. Do you think he's got a future at the club now, or do you think he'll be off?
I don't think they'll make a decision based on that one solitary goal. But I don't know. Like, it depends if he can do the things that Arteta wants him to do. Really, we talked about him earlier. Lacazette has changed and adapted, and I think Arteta's very clear on what he wants his players to do. If Nketiah is progressing and learning, then maybe. It's obviously, you never know what's going on behind closed doors, do you?
Yeah.
But he's a youth player, he's a Highlander. So, we're very proud of our youth system at the minute, and rightly so.
Yeah, definitely.
So, we'll see. I'm not sure.
Right, then, we'll leave it there. So, what are we going to say to finish off with? Nothing. Nothing. Just keep it up, Arsenal. You know,
more of the same.
Right, until the next time, then, adios, amigos.